is about Radharani's appearance in Goloka. In Goloka Vrindavan there is a place called the Rasa Mandala. On one side of the Rasa Mandala there is a mountain called Shatashringa. This mountain appeared in Bhuloka as Govardhan. In Vrindavan there are nice gardens all over of Malati and Malika flowers. The Lord of the universe, by whose mere desire everything happens, was sitting in that garden on a beautiful Ratna Singhasan. That's a wonderful flower garden. He had the desire to enjoy. And as soon as this desire came to his mind, immediately from his left side appeared a very beautiful Devi. She was decorated with valuable jewels and wore cloth purified by fire. Wonderful. This is not ordinary cloth, because normal cloth is attacked and then devoured by fire. But just to indicate that Radharani is totally transcendental, it is said she wore clothes purified by fire. She was dazzling like millions of moons. Her body was the color of molten gold. She was illuminating everything with her radiance. When she smiled, her teeth were very attractive. Her face defeated the beauty of the lotus flower in autumn. She was wearing a flower garland of malati and a diamond necklace. Her bodily effulgence was so brilliant as the sun in the summer season. Two examples are given. She was dazzling like millions of moons, and her bodily effulgence was like the sun in the summer season. She was taking her place next to Krishna on the Ratna Singhasan. Thus the Lord appeared in two forms. From the left side of his body appeared Srimati Radharani, and right side of his body appeared Sri Krishna. When Lord Sri Krishna saw Radhika, he wanted to enjoy with her. Knowing this, her form became even more beautiful. Immediately she ran to pick flowers to offer to the lotus feet of Sri Hari. Because she appeared in the Ras Mandala and immediately ran to serve the Lord by picking flowers, she is known as Radha. Ra represents the Rasa Mandala and Dha represents Dha Vamana, or running. The Krishna is sitting there in the Ras Mandala, and from his left side Radha appears. And starts runnings to pick flowers to offer to him. Because she appeared in the Rasa Mandala and was running Davamana to the Lord, when she saw him very enthusiastic to enjoy, Ramana, her name is Radha. Wonderful. Regarding the appearance of two forms from one original form of the Lord, it is stated in Nara da Pancharatra, Vibhuja so pigolo ke babrama rasamandale gopaveshas chataruno Jalada Syama Sundara Eka Isha Pratamato Dvida Rupo Babuva Saha Eka Stri Vishnu Mayaya Puman Eka Svayam Vibhu. And another verse. The two-handed form of Param Brahman is the form of a young cowherd boy whose bodily color was like new clouds. This form was wandering in Ras Mandala Goloka Dham. Only one form of Ishvara divided into two forms. One part appeared as a female form, known as Vishnumaya, or the internal potency of Krishna, and the other part remained as himself, Vibhu Purusha, or the male form. He is independent and acts according to his own will. Everything happens as soon as he desires it. He has a bodily blue effulgence. He is Saguna, having transcendental qualities, and Nirguna, without material qualities. There is no difference between Radha and Krishna. Krishna serves Radha and Radha serves Shri Krishna. Krishna is energetic and Radha is energy. Radha Purna Shakti Krishna Purna Shakti Man Dui Vastu Bedanai Shastra Paraman. By this it has been explained that Radha and Krishna are one in truth. Radha is constitutionally the energy of Krishna. She is his Svarupa Shakti, or natural energy, just as heat is the natural energy of fire. One cannot separate heat from fire. In the same way, one cannot separate Radha from Krishna. Energy and the energetic together is one object. There is no difference between them. In the same way, Sri Radha Krishna is one and non-different. Yeah. There's a very nice shloka about Radharani. Please repeat. Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta. Devi Krishna Mayi Prakta. Radhika Paradevata. Radhika Paradevata. Sava Lakshmi Mayi Sarva. Kanti Sammohini Para. The potency called Kladini gives Krishna transcendental pleasure. Through this pleasure potency, Krishna personally tastes all spiritual pleasure. Yeah. So there is a very it's very important to understand Radha and Krishna. So the works of the Goswamis, who are personal associates of Radha and Krishna. Here we find a slightly different picture. Here in this Narada Pancharatra, which is written from a devotee who is a little bit more distant and who may not have full entrance into Goloka Vrindavan, it said that one form divided into two, Krishna and Radha, one form called Hari, the Lord of the universe. Now, we know that the Lord of the universe comes actually from the transcendental Lord Shri Krishna. So it can't be exactly like that the Lord of the universe is the origin of Radha and Krishna. The picture which the Goswamis give to us is different. They say the Shakti is always with the Shaktiman, that is, Radha is always with Krishna. Wherever there is Krishna, there is Radha. Only she can be there in a manifest form and also an unmanifest form. See, let us use the example of electricity. It is either manifest, that is seen as light, or the electricity is unmanifest, that is, it's there, but it's not visible. Any Shakti is either manifest or unmanifest. For instance, a little while ago, Madhava Muni's Shakti of running up and down the stairs was unmanifest. It was there, it's sleeping in him, but it was not manifest at that time. Or Kishori could, in theory, stay in Vrindavan and not cook. The cooking ability or cooking Shakti is within her, but it may either be manifest or not manifest. So in the same way, Krishna is always with Radharani, but sometimes we can see Radha and at other times we don't see her. Is this clear? There is no separation of Hari into Radha and Krishna as such, according to the more intimate perspective of the of Jiva Goswami. I think it's very important to make this point. Sometimes in books, the authors they quote from so many sources, but they don't do the work for us to sort out these sources and say, this is from this perspective and this is from that perspective, and our perspective is like this. I think this is a very important work. So here's another. As soon as someone utters Ra, immediately Krishna moves towards the lotus feet. Immediately such a person moves towards the lotus feet of Sri Hari. Let us simply say Ra. And I think when one says Da, that is full name Radha, then Krishna comes running after such a person. Radha.
Radha.
All gopis have manifested from the hair paws of Radha. All gopas have manifested from the hair paws of Sri Krishna. Mahalakshmi has manifested from the left side of Sri Radha. Mahalakshmi is the wife of Narayan, who lives in Vaikuntha. Part and parcel of Mahalakshmi is Raja Lakshmi. She gives wealth to kings. Part of Raja Lakshmi is Martya Lakshmi. This Martya Lakshmi resides in the houses of Grihastha. She is the predominating deity of crops. So, Hare Krishna. Yes, so this is a very interesting pastime. Lord Krishna sits on the throne of jewels, desires to manifest his enjoyment, and as a result, Srimati Radharani appears from him. And immediately goes from the Rasmandala, collects flowers and gives and runs and comes back with these flowers. Hare Krishna. This is a wonder. Today I was thinking something very deeply. As we are thinking about Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, it's for us very important to understand the principle of Vrindavan life. The principle of Vrindavan life is that everything and everyone is there to give pleasure to Radha and Krishna. We as devotees do not so much wish to somehow or other be born in our next life as residents of Vrindavan, Bhuloka Vrindavan. No, we wish to qualify in this life to give pleasure to Radha and Krishna, and then we want to go to the transcendental Goloka Vrindavan. Of course, I'm just reading from Narottam Das Thakur how a devotee wishes to also appear in Vrindavan. But it's in a different way than maybe a Brijbasi. We don't want to imitate the Brijbasi. It's in a way where we totally live for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. These are transcendental Brijbasis who live like that. And they are really our example. Here's a very nice song about a devotee's aspiration to reside in Vrindavan. The song goes like this. O Lord Hari, when will that day come when I leave this material world and go to the land of Braja, absorbed in transcendental bliss? When will I smear my body with the dust of blissful Vrindavan? I will wander about Vrindavan, chanting the names of Radha and Krishna in a voice choked with ecstatic love. Radhika Govinda.
Radhika Govinda.
Going to a solitary place at Nikunja Forest, I will offer my full obeisances and call out, O Radhanath.
O Radhanath.
When will I go to the bank of the Yamuna and drink a palmful of water? When will the day come that I enter Sri Rasa Mandala and roll on the ground in ecstasy? When will I stay under the shade of Vanshivata in complete transcendental bliss? Vanshivata is the tree under which Lord Krishna stands to play his transcendental flute. When will I see Govardhan Hill, my eyes brimming with tears? And when will I be able to live at Radhakund? When, after wandering around Vrindavan in this way, will my body collapse? Poor unfortunate Narottam Das thus laments. So, this is the desire of a devotee to live in Vrindavan, but in a transcendental way. When will I give up wealth, followers, sons, wife, and go to Vrindavan? When will I forget all my distresses and diseases and simply reside in Vrindavan? When will I maintain my livelihood by begging like a bee? This is the highest ideal for Gaudiya Vaishnavas, to live in Vrindavan, so charged with ecstatic moods of full Krishna consciousness. The devotee doesn't want Vrindavan to, let me say, become like a market for him. That's why it is so important for us. That's why it is my personal decision to stay in such an atmosphere in Vrindavan. My nephew asked me, so you are not going to Vrindavan town in the month of Kartik? And I said, no, this is my life here. And he understood that his uncle doesn't want to take part in social life in Vrindavan, but only wishes to be part of a transcendental Vrindavan, where there is full remembrance of Radha and Krishna. Jai Jai Sri Radhe, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.